Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every day, sports happens.
It never stops.
And neither do we. Get the expert perspectives you need. Strategies and vital information you won't get anywhere else. You're listening to the home of the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. And information to give you
the winning edge.
I mean, we're not just doing this for our health.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
We roll, and we're at a level three right now.
The late night anger match. Rick Cross, Jason B. Tackerville with George. We're getting to the World Series. We're just talking football right now. And I was talking about, so, listen, the Chargers are plus 100. The Chiefs are not winning the division, all right? So the Chargers are plus 100, and the Raiders are plus 400. So let's discount the Broncos, and then we got the Chiefs. And another thing is, too, the Chiefs have already lost to the Chargers in Kansas City at that, right? So they've already lost the game. That's another half game, sort of like that's like a two game. It's a, you know what I mean, a swing right there, the tiebreaker, right? Massive. So, like I said, I am writing off Kansas City. I'm not saying that, you know, Kansas City can't backdoor and get in the playoffs somehow, but they're not winning the division. Like I said, they're 3-4. The Raiders are 5-2. I expect the Chargers to be 5-2 after next week. They're going to beat the the Patriots, and then they're 5-2. Like the Kansas City are a couple of games behind. They're going to need a collapse. And basically, if the Chargers are able to beat them again, they're done. They're toast, right? Because they'll be down 0-2. And you know what I mean? To those guys. Like, they'll be toast. Kansas City are on the ropes right now. It's too bad. We're not getting any value with the Chargers at plus 100. But the Raiders at plus 400, I know it sounds crazy. And I don't think the Raiders are going to win this division. I think the Chargers are going to win the division. Because the Chargers beat the Raiders, and I think they can beat them again. And, like, let's say they both have the same record. I think the Chargers will have the tiebreaker in the end, and I think the Chargers ultimately are a better team than the Raiders, even though the Raiders are winning football games. Can't take anything away from the Raiders. That's why I'm going to put money on it. But what I'm saying is, you know, you hammer the Chargers. I nearly call them San Diego. Man, shout out to everybody in San Diego. But you hammer the Chargers to win a division at plus 100, because I think they will. Like, put it this way. Let's say you put $500 on the Chargers. So $500 on the Chargers, you get an even $1,000 back. And then, so you're making $500. And you take $100 and you put it on the Raiders, you get $500 back. So you're pretty much, you got a free roll on the Chargers. Or you could put, you know what I mean, you could put $200 on the Raiders. If you put $500 on the Chargers and $200 on the Raiders, if the Chargers won, you would win $300. If the Raiders won, you would win $100 only. But obviously, you could put bigger units, and you know how you want to approach it. But, like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I do think the Chargers are going to win at plus 400. You can sprinkle on the Raiders to soften, you know what I mean, to make it even if they don't somehow. But honestly, I don't think the Raiders are going to win a division. The Raiders' schedule gets tough again. And I think the Chargers are better than they are. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage Level 3. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We're partying here. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Hopefully you crushed the book today. Or is it a case of who ruined your Sunday? I'll tell you what. That porn star banging Jimmy G interception machine didn't help me very much tonight. We had a great day. Great day trying to shake off the Dodgers loss, the series loss. Great day of NFL football today. We crushed the props. Like, really. Like, just crushed them. All documented over on our Twitter at Sports Rage. But the stupid football game tonight. I don't know why I ended up... I should never have bet the under. I bet the under in a teaser. I also lost an in-game under in the game. We did hit a bunch of props tonight in this game, but we say it all the time. Don't be fooled by weather, man. Don't be fooled by the weather, man, the weather lady, or don't be fooled by weather itself in football. That's the moral of the story. And the moral of the story is the Kansas City Chiefs are dead. All right? The Wicked Witch of the West is dead. Kermit the Frog is their quarterback. Kermit the Frog leads the league in interceptions with Zach Wilson, which that's not good. Anytime you're in the same sentence with Zach Wilson, that's not a good thing. Unless it's, you know, I don't know, I guess Zach Wilson probably dates hot chicks, right? And I, speaking of which, I saw a picture the other day of Zach Wilson in bed with some chick. It's like, dude, you're terrible, bro. All right, you're going to be out of the NFL in about 2 years. I wouldn't be posting any more pictures. All right, you're throwing up pics. You don't need to take pics. You and your stupid pictures, man. Zach Wilson should be on like The Hills or something like that. Zach, you know what? You should be on The Bachelor. That's where Zach Wilson. I'm calling it right now. Save this. Document this. Document this. Sunday, October the 24th. I guess we're into Monday right now, wherever you're listening, all right? The 25th, the 24th, whatever the hell it is, wherever the hell you are. I'm telling you right now, Zach Wilson will be on The Bachelor within, I don't know, give me 5 years on this, 7 years. Let's say within like a year after he's out of the NFL. That's his future. He's going to be on The Bachelor, like Jesse Palmer. Jesse Palmer was on The Bachelor. The Giants cut his ass because of that. Now he's the host of The Bachelor. It was a smart move, Jesse. You should consider the same thing, Zach. You'll probably be better on TV than you are in the NFL. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The players, the hustlers, the people, the bust, and everybody else in between, including winning general managers like Jason B. Tackerman was a three-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, general manager, A-ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Let's talk baseball. Jason B. Tackerman. Jason, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
When I won those three championships, won them as an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, and the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays then was Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Atlanta Braves right now.
Well, you know what? And Alex Anthopoulos has done a great job and is probably one of the, you know, the reasons, the architects that they're here. Yet, you know, this was supposed to happen. Everybody expected the Atlanta Braves to go to the World Series this year. They were the clear-cut favorites all year. And everybody predicted Atlanta's going to run away with the National League and beat down the Dodgers easily and face the Houston Astros. 88 wins. They had the least wins of any team coming in to the playoffs. They had a losing record for like 126 days, bro. The first 126 days of the regular season. I think they're like the fourth worst team, essentially, like the longest, like sub 500 team ever to even make the playoffs. And here they are right now, red hot like Georgia asphalt, as they say, going into the Lone Star State. The Atlanta Braves make the World Series.
Yeah, I had the Brewers, you know, to win the World Series, and they made very easy work of them after losing game one. And then here with the Dodgers, listen, the Dodgers just didn't execute. We talked about, you know, in game one, Chris Taylor leads off the seventh inning with a double. Austin Barnes sacrifices him over. They can't get him in. Top of the sixth in game two, Chris Taylor has a walk. Steals second, goes to third and a sac fly. They can't get him in. I mean, listen what happened yesterday, right? Two on, nobody out. Second and third, top of the seventh. Pujols whiffs. Steven Souza Jr. whiffs. Mookie Betts sees three straight fastballs, only swings the last one, strikes out, and that's all she wrote.
You know, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword, you live with the three ball, you die with the three ball, you live with the home run, you die with the home run. Yet it was incredibly frustrating because I tweeted out a video of Tommy Lasorda, may he rest in peace. And Tommy Lasorda, before he passed away, he was talking to the Dodgers about playing Dodger baseball. And it was actually about advancing runners and scoring runs and doing whatever it takes to score the run and sacrifice yourself and whatever you have to do for the team. And when they did that, they actually won. Remember, they went into the small ball mode and they actually won. Yeah. And listen, Matzik was unbelievable. I'm not going to take anything away from him, but it's unacceptable, bro, to have runners on first and second with nobody out and be as good as you are and get one run, like, out of all that.
You can say that great teams, at the very least, manufacture those two runs. You know, you get a fly ball to right field, the guy can go from second to third and then score on another fly ball. It's easier said than done, especially when the Braves bullpen is so good. And Steven Souza Jr. is a guy in there for his defense, but he's hitting in that spot, which is its own issue. I thought that after that happened, they were done. I think you even tweeted something about trying to play hero ball. It's really difficult when you don't do the small things. I just mentioned three examples in games.
Situational hitting is how I defined it. Situational hitting.
Yeah. And honestly, they didn't do it. And kudos to the Braves, because the Dodgers probably could have won this series. I don't think it's unrealistic to say that they should have gotten a split in the first two games. And then they probably should have won last night, too.
Now, even with the injuries, you're right. And I don't want to make it, listen, because there's so much to talk about with the Dodgers and what they're going to do moving forward. They have a ton of decisions to make. And Dave Roberts was pretty honest after when he said, he kind of admitted that the team is going to get broken up in a way. Because he said, I really regret not being able to win one more with this group. And that was pretty damning words right there.
Yeah. Dave Roberts has been there for 7 years. It has literally felt like 17. In those 7 years, he's been to three World Series. He's won one of them. He's got two other NLCS appearances. And then he lost a game five in the ALDS, went to the Nationals, went to the Mets, both of them at home. I would be shocked if he's back, only because those 7 years feels like dog years, and he probably just needs to take a deep breath. I don't know this. I'm going to say that he has played the equivalent of an extra season in just playoff games.
I'll tell you what, something, Jason. We have a guest on in Las Vegas who's a handicapper who told me that he knows somebody close to somebody and, you know, in the organization. It was basically whatever, baseball people. And he swore by it. He said that, you know, he's not making it up. And, you know what I mean? This guy's bang on. And on the inside, he was actually with the athletic organization. But he said, and this was last week, and I actually scoffed at it. I'm not going to lie. I scoffed at it. He said, you're going to see, win or lose, at the end of the year, Dave Roberts will basically be promoted, so to speak.
Sure.
In the Dodger organization. Like, he's going to be in an organization, but he won't be in the dugout anymore.
He's out of
here. And I said, that's crazy. We just beat San Francisco. Why will he not be there? And now you say you have the feeling that he's just done right now. That, so you're saying he won't get pushed out, but you think he's just tired right now.
No, he can do whatever he wants. He'd be amazing on TV. He's one of the most well-liked and well-respected. I just look at it like, okay, in these 7 years, they've led the league in payroll. They've led the league in attendance, and they've won one World Series. And it feels like they should have won more. Now, granted, a lot of things happened this year that were not under his control, ranging from Kershaw getting hurt.
Getting hurt on the last day of the year, Justin Turner in the series. We could go on, but you're right. And even there's one more. There's such a difference between one and two championships to a legacy, too, isn't there?
I'll tell you this, and I'm just going to post this after to your show. You look back at this Dodgers era, and it's going to be like the La Russa A's. The Russell Wilson Seahawks, Ditka's Bears, even the Cubs here. It's like, don't you think they should, like, winning a championship is great and flags fly forever? But it's like, you know, it feels like they should have won more.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you look at the A's, 88, 89, 90, they went to three straight World Series. Like, you know, they only won one. That's kind of weird. You think they would have won more. And this is the way this Dodgers era feels like. They are going to be broken up. I can't imagine a team that's very analytically savvy pay Corey Seager that much money. He's only played in 54% of the eligible regular season games.
Well, let me ask
you
that.
In the last 4 years.
I didn't think we're going to get into this. I want to get into the World Series. So I'll just throw the names at you, and I'll say yes or no. So you're the Dodgers. You have a choice. Trey Turner, or Corey Seager?
Well, Trey Turner's got 1 year left. I think they're going to keep him. Listen, they could maybe move him for some to get more space. Trey Turner the market's going to be set this year for shortstops, and they're going to be holding on to Trey Turner, the asset that's going to be asking.
There's so much unknown, though, isn't there, Jason, with the CBA and all that?
They have all – listen, they have no – it's kind of like the Red Sox. Like, listen, they don't have to be asked questions if they cut their payroll, right? I don't think they're going to cut their payroll. They signed an $8.35 billion TV deal with Time Warner for 25 years when Magic Johnson and company took over the team in 2012. I can't see them being – it's one thing to spend a lot of money. They got to spend it smart.
What about Scherzer? Would you give Scherzer money?
I would. I think some team is going to give him more money if that's the Cardinals or Yankees. But if I were the Dodgers, I would look at 3 to 4 years at $30 to $40 million.
They've got other – Clayton Kershaw is another big decision, obviously. Like,
you know, Kershaw, they have an easy out with Kershaw because he can want to go home to play for Texas, and Texas needs to sell tickets in that new stadium, and they can just say, okay, well, we're going to sign – Clayton Kershaw because they want to, you know, they need pitching, and Kershaw's done everything he's going to do as a Dodger. He can retire today, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just don't think they're going to pay him $30 or $40 million. I don't think they can.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with a Sunday Bloody Sunday. So I'm getting depressed and sad right now. Actually,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm getting depressed. I was ready. It was already hard enough talking about this World Series, but. One thing, listen, there's going to be some new faces, and there's going to be some people gone on the Dodgers, including Chris Taylor, who probably just made himself a lot of money right now, right? But at the same point in time, the Dodgers will be back. They're going to be right there once again. The sky isn't falling.
If you're a Dodgers fan and you're going to lose another Kike Hernandez-like player in Chris Taylor, those are tough glue guys, right? Like, they help those 162-game seasons. They're kind of better versions of, like, an Eric Hinsky who can play every position, but these guys play every day. And it takes a huge load off the front office knowing that they have someone who can play elite-level defense at two or three positions. I'd be shocked if they let Chris Taylor go. I don't know how they feel about Gavin Lux. I don't know how they feel about Gavin Lux moving forward. They obviously think very high of his bat because they had him in center field in game three, which led to that huge error, which opened the floodgates until Bellinger tied it. But I don't know. I don't think you let go of guys like that. I really don't. I think that you keep them. They're incredible glue guys.
Former Dodger Kike Hernandez had his own problems as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, a complete meltdown. I felt bad for him in the dugout. All right, listen, we'll take a quick break. More with Jason on the other side. We'll get into the World Series and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Maxwell Cross continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Brenson. We're throwing it down with Jason B. Tackett. We're talking baseball. And I can't lie, actually. I was sort of over the Dodgers loss, and Jason's brought me right back into it. Right. You guys should have won more over the years. Okay, like, yeah, I'm aware. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was painful. It was a painful way to go down. I don't want to minimize anything, but it is true. The championship last year, like, it changes everything, right? Because there should be more. But it's like, yeah, you won last year at least. So that softens the blow a little bit. And even though we're playing for championships, it felt good to beat the San Francisco Giants. Like, that would have been bad to, like, have that hanging over them. Like, then there would have been problems. If the Dodgers would have lost to the Giants, it would have been even worse. It's almost that Alabama-Auburn thing. It's that big of a rivalry.
100%. Very similar to the Habs and Leafs, earlier this year. Where you
exactly.
Need to beat
once the Habs beat the Leafs, it was all just icing, right?
Everything. You cannot have your brothers and sisters of, you know, who live in Montreal, or from Montreal, rather, who live in Toronto, be subject to that awful way of living if they have to live in Toronto if the Leafs have beaten the Habs. Same thing with Giants-Dodgers. Giants-Dodgers also played. That was a classic Game 5. Like, that was the way real – it almost felt like Juan Marichal was on the mound. Don Drysdale. Like, it low scoring, had a great pace, was a great baseball game.
It was draining. It was also draining. It was draining. So,
Jason, you mentioned, we've talked about Alex Anthopoulos, who started out as an intern with the Montreal Expos. And you look at the Atlanta Braves and you know, Ozuna and Acuna losing two blue chips like that for different reasons and purposes, obviously. And then, you know, Yanoah gets hurt. Max Fried gets hurt. Soroka gets hurt. Like, we can go on. A lot of teams probably would have just said, you know what, this is not our year, right? Like, all right, yeah. You know, it's not our year this year. It is what it is. They're lucky they played in the division that they did and the Mets collapsed. But, I mean, Rosario, I mean, that was a pickup. And Rosario just carried them to the World Series.
Jorge Soler, right, was on pace to hit 50 home runs just as a member of the Atlanta Braves. They are lucky in the sense that the Phillies and Mets weren't smart enough to capitalize and make a run. But they got Jock Peterson. They did not cower, so to speak, and just back into the playoffs. They earned it. They finished the season absolutely red hot, and they deserve this. And they faced the Brewers, who were the best team in the National League, or one of them all year, and they beat the Dodgers, who had the second best record in baseball. They 100% deserve this. It's going to be a great World Series. I mean, you have two teams that are sort of that were up against it, and there's going to be some incredible matchups.
So, you know, Eddie Rosario was just a Dodger killer. He's hitting .474 with three home runs and 11 RBIs in the playoffs right now. Absolutely killing it. So what about the Houston Astros? So now I'm going to depress you. We'll talk about your Boston Red Sox going down. It's amazing, isn't it? They were up 2-1. It really felt like, wow, they're going to go to the World Series. They never recovered from the bad call. Right, that from the seven runs, and then I think it was a negative for the Red Sox that they played that day game after, right?
Yeah.
So it was sort of a quick turnaround, or the earlier start, etc. It was a quick turnaround. You could tell by their body language that they didn't shake it off, and then it was just it snowballed from there, going back to H-Town. But as far as the Houston Astros are concerned, from a stylistic standpoint, the Astros and Braves seem kind of similar to me, right? Like when you watch them play baseball.
Yeah, they're very similar. There's so much young talent. Obviously, the Astros don't feel very young because they've been to five straight ALCSs. This is going to be another World Series for them. But they have great players. And, you know, one of the reasons at the beginning of the ALCS, I had the Red Sox in five. And the reason why was because without Lance McCullers Jr., Lance McCullers Jr. is 27 years old. He's got a ton of experience. He's got a 2.83 ERA in the playoffs. He has started. He has finished games. He is sort of their multi-purpose tool. There's no Justin Verlander. There's no Gerrit Cole. Zach Greinke's a shell of himself. So on paper, it looked like the Houston Astros couldn't roll with them, and that was literally happening. I would actually say the series flipped when Nick Pivetta was taken out in the fifth inning, throwing only 65 pitches in game four. I don't know why he was taken out. I still don't have a very good explanation why. He was absolutely cruising. There was no reason for them to go into the bullpen that early. Yes, it was only a 2-1 game, but he was absolutely cooking. 65 pitches through five innings is very good, no matter who you're facing, let alone a great team like the Astros in a small ballpark like Fenway in the ALCS. You let him go. You let him get a couple more outs. They didn't. And then, yes, the Nate Eovaldi blown third strike that they missed. That was awful call, but they still gave up a touchdown, and they really didn't recover from that. All kudos go to Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, Luis Garcia.
Exactly. You read my mind right there, that everybody talks about Altuve and Dusty Baker and Correa and stuff, there seems to be in a public perception that who's not there anymore, right? Oh, the Astros is not the same team anymore, but you just nailed it. They have, you know, the Venezuelan dudes, Mexican dudes, Dominican dudes that people don't really know about. And people sort of, Framber Valdez? Valdez been rock solid. Look at Garcia, man, and his stuff that he has, his unorthodox approach on the hill, et cetera, as well, right? And it throws people off. Urquidy doesn't get the love that he deserves. This guy's been rock solid for them for years. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Astros are better than people realize. They're not just Jose Altuve.
100%. And I want to shout out their pitching coach, Brent Strom. You know, they won game one, 4-3. Carlos Correa does the what time is it thing. Great. Then they give up two straight grand slams in game two. Then they give up, they lose 12-3 in the third game. They easily could have packed it in. They didn't. Their pitching actually got much, much better. And kudos obviously goes to Dusty Baker, the manager, who I'm sure we'll talk about. The pitching coach, Brent Strom, really focused in and made his guys focus in. And it literally just shut the door on the Red Sox. The Red Sox were on fire hitting-wise until they just shut them down. Then, poof, Red Sox couldn't hit for 3.5 games.
Well, that's the first time Houston's going to be playing someone that is not Sox, White Sox, Red Sox. Right? So finally, no more Sox for them. They get the Atlanta Braves right now. So FanDuel's got the Houston Astros as minus 150 favorites to win this series. I personally lean with Atlanta, with Houston here as well, because I think Atlanta, and I'm not taking anything away from Atlanta. Atlanta had the toughest path to get here. I mean, look, they beat Milwaukee and they beat the Dodgers. You can't take anything away from them. But Milwaukee were pretty injured. They weren't hitting the baseball. Similar situation. The Dodgers couldn't hit. A ton of injuries. Fatigued. Houston are a pretty healthy baseball team right now.
Yeah.
To me, this is a difference. The 2-3-2 format is always intriguing, though, man. If you steal one of those games on the road and the Dodgers aren't able to do it and then we're behind the eight ball the whole time, what's your opinion on this? Astros are minus 150. Braves are plus 125.
Yeah, I would without knowing those odds, I would have leaned on the Braves. And the reason why is they have Charlie Morton going in game one, and then you can throw Max Fried anywhere. He's as good on the road as he is at home, similar to Jose Urquidy, but obviously Fried is a lot better. I'm going to lean towards that. Fried can go games two and six, come in relief in game four if he needed to. I just like the way the Braves are hitting the ball. And if you're going to have a small ballpark like Houston, you need to be able to put up an easy 12 run sometimes. But you know what? The Braves can hit too. They're probably going to be a very good American League team also. That was even before the Acuña Juniors are out and the Marcelo Ozuna. They have a great lineup also. I just think it's also the Braves' time. And I hate saying that because of Dusty Baker and all the things that he's been through, but I just think the Braves have a little bit too much momentum, and they just have a little bit better pitching staff. I know we just talked about Valdez, Garcia, and Urquidy, and I just think the Braves, between Morton, who's a great postseason guy, Max Fried, and you can throw in Ian Anderson, I think it's just a little bit of a one notch better.
And we can't deny. You can say Houston comes in red hot. I mean, it outscored the Red Sox 23-3 in the last three games.
Yeah.
And it's a great baseball series, though, isn't it? Like I said, they're both like very similar. They both have power. They're both like, you know, they're not old teams. They're like, you know, in their prime, young guys in their prime for the most part. They both can play defense. I'd actually give Atlanta the edge defensively, though. Right? I'd give Atlanta the edge defensively. Would you agree with that?
I mean, maybe. I look at it like this. I think that, first, let's talk about Dusty Baker for a second. Dusty Baker, the player, two silver sluggers, one gold glove, two top seven MVP finishes, MVP of the 1977 NLCS. He won the World Series in 1981. The manager. He was the manager of the Cubs during the Bartman game. He made the playoffs three times in Cincinnati, twice in Washington. He's got three Manager of the Year awards, seven other top five finishes. And, of course, he was a manager of the Giants when they were five outs away at the Russ Ortiz game in game six against the Angels. He has seen everything.
He was Hank Aaron's teammate in Atlanta.
I totally forgot. Right, played literally right next to Hank Aaron. He has literally seen everything. I think the Astros are going to be even more juiced up or jacked up to win for him. Also, that is the one factor that in the pros and cons, or when I'm weighing out these factors, they're going to win for Dusty. There's the Braves. Snitker's got a great story. He's a lifelong minor league manager. He's been a Braves lifer. New York Times had a great article about his relationship with Bobby Cox, Mr. Atlanta Brave.
He looks like Bobby Cox in the dugout. The way he sits there, it freaks me out, actually. Like, it's almost like he's a new Bobby Cox. But you mentioned about the motivation, not to mention the Houston Astros want to win a World Series without the garbage cans to stick it to everybody, too.
Right. There's that, too. This is their one season. Is their season where they can really shut up the garbage can talk. They can really sort of stick it to people and say, okay, you want to take that one away from us? You can't take this one away from us.
Great storylines. You know what? It would have been just sort of, wow, Boston Red Sox and the Dodgers. But from a baseball standpoint, both these teams deserve to be here. And they're there for a reason. All right, Jason, we'll catch up with you later in the week. Where can people find your podcast later in the week?
At IBWAA Podcast. I am at Jason B. Tackerman.
Seahawks Saints Monday night. What's your prediction?
Yeah. Probably Saints by a lot. I don't think this is the, you know what, this isn't the Seahawks year. It's unfortunate. I really like them going into the season, but even it's not even a Russell Wilson thing. It's just sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. They don't have it this year.
Well, Jason's also a Wazoo guy, but we don't want to depress him too much right now. So yeah.
Talk about the back over sports. Let's just leave it at that.
Late Night Anger Man, Full Cast continues. Bring it.
It's your lucky day. You found the truck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Bull. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin for depressing me. We appreciate that. Like, about the Dodgers, they really should have won more than one. It's like Dave Roberts said it himself as well. It's like, yeah. So listen, so last night the Dodgers lose and stuff, and whatever, it is what it is. You know what I mean? The Braves were the better team. I don't feel like talking about it too much right now, getting into the Dodgers autopsy and all that. But they really do have a lot of decisions to make moving forward. I'm not panicked. It's one of these deals, though. There's going to be a lot of dudes gone. There's going to be a lot of dudes gone. The Dodgers are going to have a kind of a new look next year, but I still think they'll be great. You know what I mean? They're going to win 100-plus games again. It's just going to be with some different dudes. They can't pay everybody, and it's the end of the line. Kershaw is the interesting one. Kershaw is crazy, too, because his best friend's Matthew Stafford, and Stafford gets to L.A. And now, I don't know. I think if Kershaw takes, like, doesn't want to get paid any money, I think the Dodgers will keep him. If Kershaw gets, like, big money offers and stuff like that, then I think he's gone. As crazy as that is, I think he'll go, he'll play in Texas, I think. I don't think, like, he'll end up, like, in San Francisco or San Diego or something. You know what I mean? I think, like, maybe... But I don't know. Does he want it? I don't think Kershaw cares about money. So I'm just saying, Kershaw, that alone is a conversation that could take hours, right? So the Kershaw, you got Kershaw, you got Jansen, Corey Seager. You got to pay Corey Seager. They got to decide about Corey Seager. I'd like to just pay everybody, right? But there's a limit to what they can do. Trey Turner's under contract for another year. Trey Turner was disappointing in the playoffs. Let's be real. Max Scherzer's a free agent. Do you pay Max Scherzer? I say yes. I agree with Jason. I say yes as far as Scherzer, but I just said I don't want to get into it. I'm getting into it. Just said I don't want to get into it. just said I don't want to get into it. So as far as the Astros and the Braves are concerned, it's a hell of a baseball series. I think that it's going to get lost in the media spotlight. Like, I think that people... Like, let's see here. I'm assuming, actually, ESPN will do this. Let me check the college football schedule. I wanted to get to the AP Top 25 as well. But I'm assuming ESPN will go with some counter program. Not everybody loves baseball, right? Baseball, I love it. Like, and people do, but it's kind of... It's not football. Right, like people watch football, and not everybody loves baseball. So what I'm saying is, are they going to put counter programming on? No, they don't. On Tuesday, oh, they have hockey now. That's why ESPN. They got the NHL. I was going to say, I'm surprised that they just don't put a bunch of college football on head to head with the World Series. I would, if I was programming networks, that's what I'd be doing. Like I said, like baseball is cool. I love baseball, but I'd watch college football too. I don't care who it would be. I'd have money on a game, etc. But as far as the World Series is concerned, we'll really get into it tomorrow night as far as, you know, breaking it down and everything. But I do lean with the Houston Astros. I haven't pulled the trigger yet on a bet with the Astros, but I think the Astros are going to win the World Series. And it's not like bitterness on my behalf, like after the Braves beat my Dodgers or anything. Like, the Braves are great. That Matzik, man, that was unbelievable. The innings that he gave were unbelievable. But there's always a but. And it's not an excuse for the Los Angeles Dodgers, all right? The Braves were the better team, so I am not using any excuses. But at the same point in time, there's a difference between excuses and reality. And the reality is the Dodgers were injured as hell and just fell apart, right? The Braves didn't have the same battle and stuff. They played in a crap-ass division. The Dodgers, it took a lot out of them trying to win that division. They really tried to avoid the wild card, and in hindsight, it really didn't matter. You probably should have just cruised at the end. Like, the Dodgers were drained, man. Max Muncy, who's an MVP candidate, got hurt in the last day of the year, right? Like, they lost the big bat, and I know the Braves lost Acuña and Ozuna. I'm aware. But they lost them not, like, the day before a playoff series started, right? Like, they already adjusted. They already traded for guys. The Dodgers lost Justin Turner. They lost Max Muncy. They lost Joe Kelly. We can go down the list. Like, Max Scherzer's arm fell off. Clayton Kershaw was injured. Right? So my whole point is not an excuse. The Braves were the better team. The Braves were the better team. The Braves were the better team. I've said it a million times. But the Houston Astros are pretty healthy. And another thing is, and it pains me as a Dodger fan, the Dodgers are dumb, all right? The Dodgers don't play small ball. The Dodgers don't advance runners. The Dodgers swing for the fences all the time, and it cost them. It cost them World Series before. They could have beaten Houston before. Forget about the garbage cans. You know what I mean? The Dodgers have always played this way, and it worked for them last year in the World Series, and they hit 17 or 18 home runs, and they broke a record, whatever the hell it was. You know what I mean? And it worked. You know what I mean? But it didn't work the other times. You know what I mean? It's a problem. The Dodgers really have to adjust and rethink their analytics a little bit, I think. And realize, yeah, that analytic crap and launch angle crap works in the regular season. But in the playoffs, advancing runners, shortening the swing, you know, not swinging it every damn first pitch every time, and putting yourself in an 0-1 and 0-2 hole all the time like every Dodger hitter does. But I don't want to talk about it. So, I got to change the subject. But the World Series only. Forget about it. So, anyways, but it's tied into the World Series. The Astros won't do what the Dodgers did. The Astros will be smarter hitters than what the Dodgers were. And I think, you know, people talk about the pitching advantage and stuff for the Braves. Well, it's funny, you know what I mean? Aren't we done with this pitching matchup crap? Let's go back in time here. Who had the pitching matchup? Like when we heard about the Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Brewers when the Brewers were favored. Oh, well, the Brewers pitching have a big pitching matchup, a big pitching advantage. So it's the pitching that they have. Oh, you got Burns, you got Woodruff, you got Peralta. Oh, the pitching. Oh, whatever, man. The Braves beat them easily. Who had the pitching advantage going in against the Dodgers? Oh, well, Dodgers, Matt Scherzer, Walker Buehler. Oh, big pitching. Urias. Big pitching advantage for the Dodgers over the Braves. Oh, the Braves won. And now we hear, oh, Braves, big pitching advantage over the Astros. Have people not learned their lessons yet? The guys, the pitchers on the Astros, because you don't know who they are, doesn't mean they're not good. No one knows who the hell Luis Garcia is. Admit it. It's not, don't worry. Dog the Bounty Hunter's not going to knock on your door now if you go, yeah, I don't know much about that Luis Garcia guy. I don't know much about him either. I know he's got nasty stuff, and I know he's a confident kid. People don't know much about Framber Valdez. Valdez, I think Garcia is a little bit more challenging because of his weird windup and his delivery, but Valdez is not easy to deal with either. When Valdez is on, you know what I mean, and he's rested and stuff, he's not easy to deal with. And the Astros have veteran players. They have a massive chip on their shoulder, the Astros. Everybody thinks they won the World Series because they were cheaters. And they beat the Dodgers in that World Series. The Dodgers left a million guys in on base like they always do. All right? They did in that series as well. Was that garbage cans? No. No. It wasn't garbage cans. So, but at the same point in time, you can't overlook the fact that I don't know. Like, you look at Kershaw's two starts. Kershaw in Los Angeles was sterling. And in Houston, he got lit up. Yu Darvish, same thing, right? There was a pattern as far as the Astros in that World Series at home and on the road, and it was the same way all year. So did they cheat? Probably yes. Are the Dodgers, Angels, and, you know what I mean, and Saints, and don't do anything? No. So let's be real about that. So I don't want to just use that as an excuse, but we all know, everybody says it, everybody thinks the Astros are cheaters, and, oh, the cheaters. You don't think they want to win a World Series and shove it up everybody's, you know? Trust me, they're going to win, and then Altuve will take his shirt off and say, no wire here, right? No garbage cans. Like, dude, they're already cocky and arrogant about it. They weren't apologetic about it in the first place. You don't think they want to win a World Series? Like, obviously, there's always motivation, and it's stupid to talk about motivation when you're talking about a World Series. Every damn player on the Braves and Astros is motivated to win a World Series. But I'm just talking about the Astros having this extra layer of vindictiveness and revenge on their mind. And Dusty Baker, Jason B. Takifin brought it up. Like, I don't know, like, people realize, if you realize what Dusty Baker's been through in his baseball career, right? And it's funny for people that mock him for being a bad manager and stuff. I don't know. It's funny because he's won, like, over 2,000 games as a manager and is in another World Series again. So he can't be that bad, right? Jackasses. I guess Tony La Russa sucks as a manager, too, because he didn't win more with Oakland, right? Dave Roberts sucks. Everybody sucks, right? Everybody sucks. Remember, I asked Tony Finn, and Tony Finn said every manager sucks. I said, who's a good manager then? He said, Whitey Herzog. Whitey Herzog's been dead for, like, 15 years or something. And how many World Series did Whitey Herzog win? Last time I checked, he didn't win 5 or 6. Everybody sucks. It's the modern era now. So it's going to be a hell of a series. But Dusty Baker, he's had the heartache of losing in the World Series before. As a player and as a manager. He's won a World Series before as a player with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, of course, he was on deck, and he was a teammate of Hank Aaron with the home run and the Atlanta Braves and everything. So there's a lot of storylines with Dusty. The Astros aren't an easy team to pull for in that sense, but most of those guys, like, on the team had nothing to do with anything, right? Like, it had nothing to do with anything. It's different guys on the team. It's a different, you know what I mean? There's a couple of guys still there and stuff, but it's not the same team for the most part. There are some guys that want to get revenge for this. But Dusty Baker wants to get, like, you know, Dusty's been mocked a lot. He's been criticized a lot. And the guy's had a hell of a life and a hell of a career. Dusty Baker's forgotten more about baseball than, like, every troll online will ever know. They showed a graphic the other day. What was it? Dusty Baker's won 2,300 games as a player and as a manager. You know what I mean? Like, what? It's like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, he doesn't know anything, right? The guy's won like 4,000 baseball games in his life, but he doesn't know anything. Doesn't know anything about anything. It'd be a hell of a series. I think Houston win. The 2-3-2 format is always interesting, right? Atlanta win one game, they go back home, and then suddenly, you know, the pressure's on. But I don't think Houston will fall apart. I think Houston will handle their business on their home field. Not to take anything away from what Atlanta's accomplished. Like I said, you did it the hard way. Everybody loved Milwaukee, right? A lot of sharps and wise guys and baseball experts. Oh, Milwaukee's pitching. They're going to be, besides the Dodgers, they're the dangerous team. Atlanta beat Milwaukee in Los Angeles. You got to tip your cap to them. But, I think Houston are a better hitting team than Los Angeles and Milwaukee were. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Class who was discussing managers in the chat during the break, and I said that managers get too much credit or too much blame, and mostly blame for the most part. You know, whatever they do, you leave the guy in and he gives up a home run, you get blamed. You take him out and the next guy, you know, gives up a hit, you get blamed. It's up to the players, right? It's up to the players, but there are, you know, sort of slick moves, and it was a great move by the Braves when they pinch hit and they ended up scoring a run, because at the time it was like, ooh, you're going to be going to your bullpen pretty early here. It's a bold move, and it worked out for them. It's crazy too how the series could have changed. Buehler was one strike away from getting out of that inning. The Braves did all that damage with two outs. The Braves are good in the clutch. Like, you know, that's pretty impressive, like two outs and stuff. They don't panic. But just to wrap it up, I still think that I think Houston are going to win the World Series. That's my pick. We'll really break it down tomorrow night, but I think Houston are going to win. I think Houston win the World Series. And one thing I'll say, too, listen, baseball managers, you do, I mean, it's more a regular season thing. Once it gets into playoffs, another thing is, too, guys, like, people really don't get it anymore that managers don't decide things. Like, even, like, what pitchers are coming in and all that. Like, there's meetings before with the general manager and the analytic people. This is the plan. We'd like to see this guy and this and that, right? Why do you think Mike Socha quit? He was like, I can't deal with this. I was a catcher and a manager forever. I know what I'm doing. I can't just listen to you. Well, we need you to do this and pitch him here. No, I won't do it. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.